something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. The burden of souls must be in your heart. You must intercede. You must become concerned about that wayward brother, that wayward sister, that one who's straying, who's not listening to the word of God and has become stubborn. You got to pray. You got to intercede. Don't hope that God will destroy him. To prove to others, one soul to be destroyed is too much. Because if only one person had been in the world, Jesus would have still come to die. So don't give up on even one person. Don't give Satan one soul from your group. One is too much. Say, no, I can't give that up. I can't give that up. One is too much. One sister is too much. One brother is too much for me to give up. Say, I'm going to try. I'm still going to try. I'm going to try. You've been praying alone about it. Maybe you should bring it to the cell now. Maybe you should get two or three people to join you to pray. Maybe you should get the whole cell to pray about it. Are you listening? No, don't give up. The Bible says, there's more joy in heaven over one lost sinner that repents than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. How often would you want to bring joy into heaven? Hallelujah. So every one more soul, there's rejoicing in heaven. One more soul, one. There's rejoicing. And then they wait again for another one more soul. And as we win them, they rejoice. Then they wait again for another one more soul. And when that one more soul comes, they rejoice again. Praise God. Say, one more soul.
One more soul.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
For the opportunity.
For one more soul.
One more soul.
Just one more soul.
One more soul.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to win one more soul from that office. One more soul from that estate where I live. One more soul from that street. One more soul, Lord Jesus. Imagine if you prayed every day as you were getting ready for work. Lord Jesus, one more soul. One more soul. Give me one more. Just one more. One. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The pursuit of purpose. Our purpose is clear. Can you say, our purpose is clear? Say it again, our purpose is clear. Clear.
Clear.
I'll read something to you. I told you, you got a ministry and a mission, right? Then I explained to you that your ministry is your service to God and His church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So you have a ministry. Say, I have a ministry.
I have a ministry.
My ministry is my service to God and His church. Now, why do we say service to God and His church? Service to God begins with what? We said the priestly ministry. There's prayer involved in it. All right? There's teaching others involved in it. Okay? And in the process of doing that, you are also building His church. And you find that there are other things that you do in the house of God. Service to God in His church. Because God is in His church. And the church is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. It's a ministry. Oh, glory to God. I wish every child of God would understand, especially those who serve in churches, in the church office. I wish they would know that they're carrying out ministry for the King. I wish they would know that. I wish the cleaner would know that he's carrying out ministry. That's why I never accept that anybody should be punished for not doing what is right by being asked to go and clean something in the house of God. No, because cleaning in the house of God is an honor. How can I punish you and tell you to go and clean that place? As a punishment, it's too much. It is not punishment. It's a glory. It's an honor. In the world, they think that those menial works, menial jobs, are for the low. In the house of God, it is not so. If you ever have the opportunity to clean the floor, be glad. The greatest jobs in the house of God, let me tell you. You see, they're not to be a flower on the platform. If you're a flower on the platform, everybody can see you. That is nice. Are you hearing me? You may be a flower on the platform, but that is not necessarily the greatest job. The toilet is behind there, right? Even when you are going there, you don't feel like you want everybody to know you're going there. Right? And the person who cleans that place may not even act like he's the one cleaning the place. I don't know. What about you? You can come there complaining. Why can't they clean this place? No, I can't use this place. I can't use this place. I can't use this. I don't, no. Brother, is that all in your heart? You can't use the toilet in the house of God. Why? You say it is dirty. It is dirty. So what did you plan to do about it? Did you clean it? How many people did you call to say, look, we're going to plan a schedule to be helping to clean the toilet in the house of God? Oh, if you had done that, the anointing that would have come on your life. No, you think it is better to be a flower on the platform. No. Brothers and sisters, the greatest job is not up here, it's down there. Yes. That's the way it is. That is the way it is. That is how the house of God is. It is different from the way the world thinks. It's different from the way the world thinks. You see, respect ministers because of the responsibility of souls that they bear. The responsibility of souls that they bear. Because they have to minister to these people. They have to carry the concerns of these people in accessory ministry to the Lord. For that, the Bible says, we should count them worthy of double honor. Are you hearing me? But all the other service in the house of God is honorable. Because he said the minister should be given double honor. That means there's already an honor. But for laboring in the word, he should be counted worthy of double honor. Are you following this? So ministry in the house of God is therefore honorable. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So I have a ministry. See, as a cell leader, you're carrying out ministry for the Lord. And you have a two-pronged job. Okay? One is the ministry, and the other, that's what I want to tell you now. We've been talking about this, okay? In our pursuit of purpose, in our definition, in our statement of our purpose, as cell leaders. Do you remember? Did we state our purpose? Did you write it down? Okay, so let's go to the next one. I have a mission. You've already written, you got a ministry. Now you got a mission. I have a mission. See, your mission, write it down now. Your mission is your partnership with Christ in saving souls and changing the world. Your mission is your partnership with Christ in saving souls and changing the world. Oh God. Liba konta kradalastes. Lirondo goshka prat lirahatiski. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit is saying, if all will hear this and act accordingly, my kingdom will not only be expanded, it will be a greater blessing. Oh, hallelujah. That's what I said in other tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.